Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, it's been a while since we talked to Dr. Yaloff. He's here for a few minutes just to kind of, I guess the question is, what the heck is going on? Here's David Alistair Yaloff, department and a professor, department head of the Department of Political Science at UConn, and he is with us for a few minutes. First of all, David, good morning. Thanks for being with us, Professor. Good to have you on.
Good morning, gentlemen.
All right. So, it's just me by myself today. So, but I am, sometimes I'm schizophrenic. People accuse me of that. So, okay. Let's talk for a minute about just overall, as an historian, as a political scientist, there are things, there are developments even this morning we'll get into. But what exactly is your read here? First of all, I don't think this would have changed anything, would it?
It absolutely wouldn't have. This was a, kind of pro forma process. There's not even a hint or a smidgen of authority anywhere that implies that the Congress could throw out or ignore what's going on. And that's because, as you know, Ray, as well as anybody, the Electoral College process at its core gives states the power to determine the president, not Congress. You know,
Right. You
can see in England, their parliament chooses their prime minister. It's not that way here. And so this process was not supposed to be anything more than just pro forma.
Well, I mean, even if you had, and by the way, they went ahead and voted last night or yesterday, late yesterday. And, gee whiz, Joe Biden is going to be president. Okay, thank you. what a surprise. I mean, seriously, if you storm the place, you prevent it. I mean, do they, okay, constitutionally, Dr. Yaloff, because this is one of the places you have specialty, would it have put it off had they not voted?
No, it really wouldn't have. The certification has already taken place in the individual states. So, there really is, it seems as if there is nothing that was going to prevent Joe Biden from taking the oath of office on January 20th at noon. It wasn't going to happen. This process is, it's relatively meaningless in the scheme of things. And all those court cases, all of that mattered. But now it's not supposed to matter anymore.
Right. Right. And by the way, in case you guys are wondering, President-elect Biden is thinking, he's very serious about putting Merrick Garland on the Supreme Court, as Attorney General. The other thing that I would ask, and I went historically back to this, and I think the New York Post was reporting this morning that in 1812, I think the British seized the Capitol. Did they not?
They did, and there's these fun stories of James Madison and his wife Dolly grabbing the china and rushing away from the White House dining room. And people don't realize that the British really kind of burned the White House down to the ground. They left the shell of the outside, so you didn't have to build it from scratch. But that's really what you're looking at when you're looking at yesterday.
The other thing was, and I believe as far as the Capitol is concerned, I think it was 1954, a group of Puerto Rican nationalists, I think there were four, one woman, one man, three men, they seized the Capitol and actually did squeeze off some shots and wounded a couple members of Congress. So, but that's pretty few and far between, is it not?
It is, and there really was a sense here that there was a failure on the part of police, that every warning was out there for them, and so people are going to have to tear this apart and figure out how could something like this happen in 2021. And that's people are beginning to talk about the 25th Amendment. They're talking about all these constitutional mechanisms that we don't get to talk about very often, whether the president can still discharge his his duties in these last 2 weeks. But as you know, the Constitution's mechanisms move very slowly. And the Senate was supposed to be the cooling mechanism. We expect some of these things from the House, the firebrands, 435 of them. Some of them are going to be a little bit fired up. We expect the Senate to be the cooling mechanism. That's what they were created to be.
Right. Right. It was a kind of a break on the will, on the excesses of the people, perhaps, is the way we can go here. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. But let's go back to the 25th. I mean, you've got 2 weeks till the inauguration. On what grounds, because I know you've worked in this area, what does the 25th Amendment basically call for? It's the cabinet, I guess, that ultimately makes the decision.
The vice president is really the initiator. He would have to go to either the cabinet, or there's a provision where he can go to the Congress.
Okay.
And if he can get a majority of the cabinet or a majority of the Congress to go along with him, then the president would be relieved of his power temporarily. The president could then seek it back, but that's what it was there for. And it's been used, as you know, Ronald Reagan goes into anesthesia as part of an operation.
Right.
You would expect that George H.W. Bush would have temporary power under the 25th Amendment. It's never been used in this way, but I'm sure that the people who created it imagined a situation where a president could be like King George, a little bit mad. And what does that mean? What would the system do?
David Alistair Yalof's with us, professor, department head, Department of Political Science. You've got an interesting time to be in your specialty, I would think.
It goes too fast to write about it. That's the problem. I start writing, and then I have to turn on the TV, and I find out I got to change what I'm writing.
Back to the 25th. Are there specific grounds that can call for a president to be, you know, removed, inactivated, whatever you want to say? Is there something there, you know, specific charges that could be leveled, or is it just, we think the guy's just not capable of doing the job?
You're absolutely right, Ray. It's unable to discharge the powers and duties of the office. If that happens, then the vice president is supposed to work with either a majority of the cabinet or a majority of Congress, and they're supposed to transmit to the president pro tempore of the Senate, Charles Grassley, right now, and the speaker, the written declaration the president's unable to discharge. That is their judgment.
So he can't do the job.
That's
their opinion was that.
We haven't seen it very much, but that's the theory.
this is really fun. No, not really.
Interesting. But
yeah,
interesting is not always fun.
Early this morning, I was repeating the old Chinese curse: "May you live in interesting times." And so we do. I guess we're cursed. I guess that's the way that works.
I guess there is January 21st. I know a lot of people have been coming up to me saying, I just can't wait till we get to 2022. 2021 is terrible. And I'm thinking to myself, didn't we say this about 2020? You know, you gotta fix your problems or the year won't matter.
Overall then, big picture, as somebody, you know, who's spent a lot of time studying this whole thing, the Constitution, politics, all of that, you know, what is your overall impression? I mean, it seems to me the country's really divided, seriously.
It is. And, you know, the last time we were this divided, the only thing that ended the division, was the Civil War, as you know, with 600,000 deaths and I don't think anybody wants it to come to that or even anything close to that. I guess I keep thinking, Ray, about the U.S. Senate. You know, the founding fathers really knew that the House would be this passionate, every 2 years elected.
Right.
There'd be people in there that were fervor and excitable. And the expectation would be that the Senate would be the cooling. They would be like the saucer that cools the milk.
Right.
That is truly what they were supposed to be. And even when you change the rules that now it's the public that votes senators in, they have that 6-year cushion. And what McConnell did yesterday, what the majority leader yesterday did, was what the founding fathers expected. You know, guys, everybody take a deep breath. There's
Thank
no
you.
Evidence. And I think that that's why you see a lot of vitriol really being directed right now at Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz.
Well, and the odd thing,
like senators.
David, the odd thing was when, you know, there were, I guess, previously to the event here, that there were, you know, considerable number of votes that would have said, okay, we're not taking the findings of the, you know, Electoral
right.
College. But actually, they lost ground because there were many fewer. I mean, I don't know what the number was, but I think there were just very few votes,
yeah.
I mean, against the findings.
14 people willing to vote for it down to 6. Absolutely.
Yeah. So.
Right. Yeah, and you're absolutely right. Violence like this does not increase people the favor of an argument. It really hurt it yesterday, and I think that that's really going to be the story of January 6, 2021 for a long time. The sense in which these were just two horrible days for the Republican Party. The elections, obviously, that cost them the control, but I think that this was a really difficult day for the Republican Party. I think a lot of issues came home to roost, and we're going to probably have to see it play out for the next year or two. But I think a line was crossed, let's put it that way.
Well, and the odd thing is, though, and you think about it, you know, there's been a lot of smart people have been writing about this, but, you know, is Trump really the Republican Party, or is Mitch McConnell, you know? I mean, that's the point. Who is the party?
It's almost as if there are two parties.
Yes.
The civil war, the division is within the Republicans, and they really have to decide what they're going to be going forward, because they're now in the minority. And it, frankly, being in the minority is generally, as you know, a unifying factor. We're all now against Biden. And this has complicated that, because now to be against Biden, calling for peace and calling for unification, are you taking another side that you don't want to be associated with?
Oh, this is fun. No, it's not. David Yaloff, thanks for being on. I'm sure we will talk again. I'm sure.
I look forward to it.
Thank you.
We could talk for hours about this.
We could. David, thank you much for being on.
So much to unpack. Thank you so much for having me on.
I haven't talked to this guy in a long time. Glad we got him on. Anyway, that's David Yaloff, and he is Alistair Yaloff, professor and department head, Department of Political Science.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!